Who should be in line for a COVID-19 vaccine here in the U.S.? That was the decision facing the CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee. They voted on Tuesday, deciding that healthcare workers, as well as residents of nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, should be the priority. NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Two COVID-19 vaccines are up for FDA consideration this month. But even if they do get okayed by the FDA, Dr. Amanda Cohen from the CDC says that at first, there won't be enough for everyone.
The initial doses of any COVID-19 vaccine will be limited. We expect a constrained supply environment for some months and need to make the best use of available vaccine.
Cohen spoke at an emergency meeting of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee. For months, the committee has been reviewing the science and ethics of vaccine distribution. Yesterday, they voted to put healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents first in line for COVID-19 vaccines when one is available.
Dr. Bernstein.
Bernstein, yes.
The vote was almost unanimous.
Dr. Fry.
Fry, yes.
It passed with 13 yeses and one no from a member who worried about putting nursing home residents first because the vaccines have not yet been proven safe in frail older adults. Long-term care facilities have seen very high death rates during the pandemic. They account for 6% of COVID cases and 40% of deaths. So the committee decided that the possibility of saving the lives of nursing home residents outweighs the risks. Vaccine distribution is expected to come in phases. Healthcare workers and now long-term care residents will go first. Other groups of people at high risk will follow. It will be months, at least, before a vaccine is widely available to most adults. So for now, as COVID cases escalate around the country, health experts say it's important to continue wearing masks, keep physical distance, and stay out of crowded indoor spaces. Ping Huang, NPR News.